Yeah, the King of Kings is coming. Sound the alarm. The King of Kings is coming. Don't know the day nor the hour, but the King of Kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The King of Kings is coming. Listen for the sound, for the King of Kings is coming. He's coming down for war. The King of Kings is coming. With his sword, he'll smite the nations. Yes, the King of Kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The King of Kings is coming. Are you ready? Get ready. For the King of Kings is coming. Are you ready? Get ready. For the King of Kings is coming. Are you ready? Get ready. Yes, the King of Kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the King of Kings is coming. Oh, just listen for the sound of the trumpet. The King of Kings is coming. Oh, listen for the sound of the trumpet. Yes, the King of Kings is coming. Oh, listen for the sound of the trumpet. The King of Kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The King of Kings is coming. So blow the trumpet in Zion, for the King of Kings is coming. Shout with the voice of triumph, yeah, the King of Kings is coming, and we'll dwell with him forever. Oh, the King of Kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the King of Kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the King of Kings is coming. Are you ready? Get ready, for the King of Kings is coming. Are you ready? Get ready, for the King of Kings is coming. Oh, don't know the day or the hour, but the King of Kings is coming. Don't know the day nor the hour, but the King of Kings is coming. Get ready. Don't know the day or the hour, but the King of Kings is coming. Get ready. Don't know the day nor the hour, but the King of kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the King of Kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the King of Kings is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the King of Kings, he's coming. Hallelujah. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. He's coming, he's coming. Yehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. And Jehovah, oh, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We sing praises to your name. Oh, yeah. Praises to your name. Most High, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Yeah, we sing praises to your name. Oh, yeah, praises to your name, Most High, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Your name is great and greatly to be praised, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Your name is great and greatly to be praised, for your name is great, hallelujah, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. I hope you were blessed through all of that hoarseness. Hallelujah. But his name is great and is greatly to be praised. And the King is coming back. Come thou almighty King. Hallelujah. We want to bless your name on today. In our sickness and in our health. In our good times and in our bad. whether we're healthy, hallelujah, whether we're going through, we praise you, Father, and we give you a zabat todah, a sacrificial praise on today. For you are worthy to be praised. Glory to the King. Host, are you there?
Good morning, my TMC family. Yes, I am here. It's been, my name is Simone Alexander, calling in from Vancouver, Canada, beautiful British Columbia. I want to say thank you very much this morning for sharing the platform with two of my prayer partners here this morning. Anyways, I want to wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings on October 25th, almost 12 years next month, 2010. Our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference Psalms 88 and verse 13. But to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Brother Daryl did earlier, as a psalmist, as Minister Sharon did, and as a host such as myself, or share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to Dr. Vanessa, and she will contact you. Fridays, we take our prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. What brought us together was the phenomenal company, Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving vital information on benefits of this wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525. The PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. The bypass number, that is so you don't get charged, that number is 716-293-9707. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and the speaker for today is President Candy Mosley. She is the, I'm going to assume, speaker and host for today. Okay. Our speaker for this morning, really, she don't really need any introduction. She has a business degree. She is a mom of five children, a wife, and also my prior partner as well. And she's so special. I could go on and on about her this morning, but I don't want to take up too much time. So what I am going to do is I am going to pray, and the next voice you will hear is Minister Brenda. Let us pray. Father, thank you for our family. I pray that you draw them closer to us and they submit to you with all their hearts and their minds. Help them in all their doings. Father, you are the only one who knows what each of us is going through and what weighs on us. I pray that you, O Lord, will give our family the strength to overcome whatever problems that will come their way. Help anyone fighting a silent battle. Let them find peace and comfort in you through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Father, as well, thank you for Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for giving me, especially here, the opportunity on this platform, Father God. Strengthen them and protect them, Father. Lead and direct, guide and protect. Also, Dr. Father, watch over Minister Brenda this morning as she brings the word, Father God. Open her up, Father. Fill her up so she can pour out on us, dear God. I ask all these mercies and more, Lord. In your name's sake, I pray. Amen and amen. Minister Brenda, are you there, please? Hello? Minister Brenda, hello.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much. Minister Simone, that's fine. I don't see her on the board, so good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Vanessa. If someone could check, but in the meantime, we want to again extend warmest kingdom greetings. Thank you, Minister Simone, for hosting our call today, always doing it with a spirit of excellence and love for God and his people. And yes, ma'am, even through that hoarse voice, we have been so blessed by you today. Minister Sharon, thank you for all that you do. And to our man of God, thank you for greeting and seating. And there she is. All righty. Our Artist Life family. I'm going to ask you, Minister Brenda, if you would unmute yourself, star six, because it's not allowing me to unmute you. Not sure, but if you all would be patient with us, we're going to definitely get our assigned mouthpiece up. When I'm trying to unmute you, it's not letting me. So if you could hit star six again, Minister Brenda.
She's attempting to come on, Dr. Vanessa.
I know that, but I'm saying she cannot, I cannot unmute her. When she's not hitting star six, it's not unmuting her. Thank you so much, co-founder. I guess I'm going to have to ask you if you could call back in because you're not unmuting yourself. So, family, if you give us one more minute, we'll definitely get her on. The board is alive. We're going to make it work this morning. And hear what the Lord was to say through this anointed vessel. Looks like she's calling back in. So in the meantime, Lord, we worship you. We praise you. We exalt your holy name. We thank you that you do all things well. And absolutely no weapon formed against us this morning shall prosper. So we just thank you, Father, that our hearts are open. Our minds are clear so that we receive thus your word of God. We thank you today. Let me put the call in a different mode so maybe she could get back in. We just thank you today that you're working it out for our good and your glory. So Spirit of the Living God, move this morning. And now we thank you that our hearts are open and ready to hear. Thus said the word of the Lord. Amen and amen. Come on, Minister Brenda, the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, God is getting ready to do some great and mighty things. And you know me, I'm always ready to be on my post, but I am not giving the enemy no place this morning. I'm going to say to God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing in this season and in this hour. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for being such a blessing and for allowing God to use you and Dr. Pakola with this awesome prayer call. And I tell you, I'm really excited about our 12th year coming up. I am so excited, you guys. I'm telling you, get ready, get ready, get ready. And I want to say to my dear prayer partner, Minister Simone, thank you for such a cordial introduction. Love and appreciate you. And I just love what God is doing in all of our prayer warriors this morning. Minister Sharon, whether you're hoarse or not, I tell you, God is always still using you in such a wonderful, wonderful way. And thank you, Brother Darrell, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. Love and appreciate you. Good morning, my TMC family. I definitely won't be before you long, but I tell you what, there's always a word from heaven. God is just doing wonderful, wonderful things, even in the midst of our circumstances, situations, trials, tribulations. You just count it all joy, as Prophet Kai always tells us. Count it all joy and see the salvation of the Lord. See his hands working in the midst of everything that's going on. And I'm so grateful and I am thankful. But I want to just share with you this morning just a little bit on having a healthy heart. I shared it with the MMC a couple of weeks ago, and oh my goodness, our dear Elder Mark, he's the husband of our wonderful minister Keisha Lee and the father of our psalmist Kaylin, and he's been talking on their call about the heart, and God is just speaking to us. And even with Dr. Vanessa, she's been telling us about having a heart of God and what have you. You know, God is really speaking, and he's telling us to make our hearts put our hearts in a position where it's truly serving and looking to him. And I had to get myself corrected in many facets of my life during this season to say, I want to be in a position where I truly have the heart of God. Now, you know, the word tells us in Matthew 5:8, say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, when you say they shall see God, a lot of people are always thinking about when we leave this world, when we go into glory, we're going to get to see God. Yes, that's true. That's true. But you know what the Message translation tells us? It says you're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. And then the Passion translation turned around and said, what bliss you experience when your heart is pure, for then your eyes will open to see more and more of God. More and more of God. So when I think on that, I think on the scripture where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. Everything else will be added. What do you think that consists of? I truly believe it means everything that God will expose more things to us. And we'll see more of God. We'll see his hands working. We'll see his miracles in formation. We'll see his love just manifesting in such a glorious way, not only before us, but in us and through us. We'll see so much of God on a daily basis. And one thing, and y'all hear my heart, because I'm telling you, God is really speaking from the off the press of the Holy Spirit from heaven this morning. The thing that Elder Mark had mentioned last night, and it really touched my heart, and he said something about our children in this day and time. don't even know the Ten Commandments. When it comes to the Ten Commandments, I had to memorize them in school. That's something we had to learn. And when you learn the Ten Commandments, you have an idea of what God desires from us. Yes, we say, okay, when it comes to the Ten Commandments, that's the law. And the law is like we don't really have to look to the law because the law is of the world. But listen, the thing about it is that God gave us the law, and it still came from God. And the Holy Spirit came along when Jesus came, and he didn't get rid of the law. He fulfilled the law and then turned around and allowed the Holy Spirit to convict us when we are opposing the law, okay? So it puts us in a perspective to where we need to know what God desires from us. And in this day and time, kids do not know what God is desiring from them. Why? Because they're not being taught. They're not being taught that we got to seek first the kingdom of God. They're not being taught that God is first. God is the one that created heaven and earth. They're not being taught that you honor your father and mother until they leave this world. It's not just when you get grown and then after that you don't obey them anymore. That's not what the word tells us. See, they don't know because they have not been taught. And that thing pricked my heart last night when he spoke that last night. And so here I'm going, okay, Lord, what is this with this heart thing? He's wanting us, and whether we know it or not, our heart is an amazing organ that God put within us, okay? And it pumps blood like 75 trillion cells in our body and it can do it all in under a minute. And that's amazing. See, God made this heart totally different than any animal out there. Your heart will beat approximately 100,000 times, shedding 2,000 gallons of oxygen-filled blood through about 60,000 miles of blood vessels. And see, the fact of the matter is that without your heart functioning properly, you cannot live to the fullest. And guess what? A healthy heart is vital to your well-being and overall health. So just as our physical heart can diagnose our physical condition, our spiritual heart is a diagnosis of our spiritual health. So I had to take a look in the mirror, and I had to ask God, what is it that I need to get fixed with my heart? What is it that needs to change where I can sincerely say, Lord, give me a clean heart. Lord, create a right spirit in me. I want to have that pure love that Dr. Vanessa talked about out of 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I want to have that pure love where I don't have to just think about what Brenda needs and what Brenda wants, because it's not about Brenda. It's about serving you and serving you with a pure heart. It's about looking to you as the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that you have placed me on this earth for a purpose. Am I fulfilling that purpose that you put on this earth? See, after 60-plus years, I'm still in a position of saying, Lord, I definitely need you. I need you to fix this heart. So where do I start? I'm asking I need to have a heart of forgiveness. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. God is the one who purifies the heart, and then he gives each of us a measure of faith when he says, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. He's given us that measure of faith to trust in him with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. See, this causes us to seek him and to learn more of him, to learn to trust him no matter what the situation may be. Because many, 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 many times I tried to handle things myself, in my own way and failed. Okay? And so when we get into this asking God to forgive us and to give us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, we are drawing near to him. And he said when we draw near to him, he'll draw closer to us. And he'll start speaking to us. He'll start telling us where he wants us to go, what he wants us to do, and how he wants us to do it. See, that's James 4:8 tells us that. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to us. So as I'm seeking God, as I'm asking for forgiveness, I'm not only asking God to forgive me, but I'm asking others to forgive me. If I made any mistakes in my life that mishandled you or put you in a wrong perspective or whatever, please forgive me because I didn't mean to do that. I got to have my heart right. It's got to be right before the Lord because I long to know him. I don't only want to wait to see him when I leave this earth. I want to see him now. I want to see his glory now. So what this brings me to, it brings me into a heart of gratefulness. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Be thankful. Always be thankful. Be grateful in all that we do. Know that whatever we may go through, just be thankful. Over this past weekend, you guys, I had a rough time. I had laser eye surgery last week, and lo and behold, everything went well until Friday. It seems like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like they say, all hell broke loose. I mean, went through a frenzy of a time over the weekend. But I tell you, I say, Lord, I'm calling on you. You are the Jehovah Rapha. You are the God who heals. You are my El Shaddai. You are my all in all. I've depended on you, and you told me to trust in you with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding. I'm grateful for that you brought me through this, through all that you brought me through this time. You never failed me, and I know you won't fail me now. Hallelujah. See, that's the God I serve, and that's the God you serve. Being grateful in everything, even through that tough time, yes, I was grateful because I know it could have been worse. And I know you're not through with me yet. It's not my time because I know that more things need to be done through me and not necessarily for me, but for others. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, God has a plan for each and every one of us that we're going to carry through with grace and with effective mercy and with his love and know without a shadow of a doubt that we have a heart to trust him and to know that he's going to see us through. Because why? He told us that the work I've begun in you, I will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's why I know. Hallelujah. And he's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. So with this gratefulness, as we reflect over our lives, we can truly acknowledge that we have seen the hand of God in many situations where he has delivered us or either brought us out of tragic situations or unfortunate situations. You know, 1 Chronicles 16:34, Psalms 107:1, and then Psalms 118:1, they all declared along with verse 29 said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Why? Because his mercy endures forever. So that brings me into having a heart of contentment. Mm-hmm. Having that heart of contentment means that we can know that all is well. When God told me and he spoke to me after my dad died, and I'm going to be honest with you. The presence that I felt in that bathroom in my house where my mother was as well, because she was still alive at the time, and that presence, it was like the presence of my earthly father. So I wasn't afraid. But the voice that I heard, he said, I want you to trust me like you trust your earthly father. I was like 17 or 18. And I knew that I didn't have to fear this voice, that it was truly the voice of God. And I was amazed at the time because I'm going, wow, the Lord is speaking to me. And it's like, I'm not even praying to him every day like I should. I knew better because I was taught how to seek the Lord every day. We should pray every day. We did it every day in school and in church. That's what we had to do. But here at this time, I wasn't doing it every day. But yet here he is speaking to me and saying, I want you to trust me like you trust your earthly father. At that moment, he gave me a heart of contentment that I wasn't alone. He gave me a heart to know that I did have somebody to trust. I didn't have to walk frustrated. I didn't have to be upset and mad because I was. He gave me a heart of contentment, letting me know that I'm here to take care of you no matter what. I'm here to provide for you no matter what. And so I'm sure he's telling each and every one of us this, not only me. He's been telling us this every day of our lives, giving us a heart of contentment to know that I don't have to have a pity party. It's not always about me. But yet he's so much worried about me, not worried, but cares for me. He cares so much for each and every one of us. And so during these trying times, during this time, giving us a heart of contentment, he's reminding us that whatever we go through, whatever we face, that the Spirit of the living God is there for each and every one of us. I have to stop right here, and I'll continue with the rest of the portion later on, but I hope you heard my heart. Because God has given each one of us a heart to go after him each and every day. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I'm turning it back over to you, Minister Simone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Brenda, my mom, my business partner, my friend, my confidant. I tell you, that was a very, very powerful message this morning, having a healthy heart. God must be talking to me. Anyway, let us pray over our prayer request. Father in heaven, we stand before you today in your omnipotent presence to ask that you grant us strength. I want you to give us the strength to power through all the tasks today, whether little or big. It is by your will that we live, O God. And I know it is also by your will we will go through this week today. We will not go lazy, nor will fail to do all the things set before us, because you strengthen us, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Father, as well, I'm asking to watch over our prayer requests, Father God. Whatever they are today, I ask that you grant us strength, deliverance in whatever our prayer requests or praise reports are, Father. Watch over Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as well as Dr. Pecola Roberts. She sounds strong in her voice this morning, Father God, and I'm thanking you for that, Lord. Also, Father God, I'm thanking you for allowing them to give me Simone the opportunity to be on the platform, Father. I thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you, Lord, for everything that's going on in all of our lives, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. You know all our circumstances, Father. You know everything about us here on the TMC call. And from your lips, Father God, to all of our ears, we thank you, Lord, for giving us this blessed day to trade or to play another day, Father God. Thank you all for that, Father, and everything else that you've blessed us with. Thank you for this week, that second day of the week, and for the rest of the week. Strengthen us all, dear Lord. I ask all these mercies and more in your name's sake. Amen and amen. To hear a playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call this morning, that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And our speaker is Miss Mosley. Thanks again, Psalmist Daryl Mickens from Tennessee, for seating and greeting us this morning. Thank you again, my prayer partner, Minister Sharon, for singing us through those glorious, wonderful songs this morning. And thank you, my other prayer partner and sister and friend and confidant, Minister Brenda, for that powerful message this morning, having a healthy heart. Will you come back in, please, and give us the benediction? Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Minister Simone, for all that you do. Thank you for being such a wonderful host. And I want to share and close out with this scripture. It comes from Ephesians 1 and 18. And I'm calling the blessings of the Lord upon each and every one of you, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, and only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Hoping we all continue to have a healthy heart each and every day. Love and appreciate you all. Have a glorious day.